Republic Day of India, a story of nation that chose its own path. When you hear the word Republic Day, what comes to your mind? A holiday? A flag hoisting ceremony? Children dressed in white, green and saffron, that is all the colors of the Indian flag, or patriotic songs playing softly in the background, and maybe a parade on television that we half watch while eating the breakfast. But today, let's pause. Let's go beyond the calendar date of 26 January. Let's step into a story not just of freedom, but of choice, courage, and collective hope. Because Republic Day is not just about what happened in the past. It's about what we continue to choose every single day. There's always something special about the morning of Republic Day, that is 26 January. We all often have a question, why do we actually celebrate the Republic Day? India got its independence on 15th of August 1947. That was the day we broke free from the British rule. The day we reclaimed our voice. The day the tricolor rose high in the sky. But freedom alone was not enough. Imagine, this is for a moment a country free, but without rules, without rights, without equality, without a clear idea of how millions of people with different languages, cultures, and beliefs would live together. Freedom gave us wings, but we still needed a direction, and that direction came on 26 January 1950. On this day, India officially became a republic. This means something very simple yet incredibly powerful. The people of India became the ultimate authority. Not a king, not a queen, not a foreign power. The people. For the first time, India adopted its constitution, a living document that promised justice, liberty, equality, and fraternity to every citizen of India. It was not just ink on paper. It was a promise whispered into the future. Let's talk about the Constitution for a moment. It is the longest written constitution in the world. But more importantly, it is one of the most thoughtful. Dr. Balasaheb Ambedkar ji and many visionary leaders spent 3 years debating, drafting, and refining it. Every word mattered. Every line carried responsibility. They asked big questions. How do we protect the weak? How do we ensure fairness? How do we balance freedom with responsibility? And Through these questions, they created a framework that still guides us today. The Constitution doesn't shout, it doesn't wave flags, but it quietly protects our right to speak, dream, vote, and live with dignity. Well, many of us have the question, why 26 January? Here's a beautiful detail many people would not even know. India deliberately chose 26 January because on this very date, in 1930, the Indian National Congress had declared Purna Swaraj, that is, complete independence. So when India became a republic on this date, it wasn't accidental. It was poetic. It was a way of telling history. We remember where we began and we honor how far we've come. Every year on Republic Day, the parade unfolds on the Rajpath, now Kartavya Path, in New Delhi. Tanks roll by, soldiers march in perfect rhythm. Tableaus showcase different states. Fighter jets paint the sky with tricolor smoke. But beyond the visual grandeur lies a deeper message, that is unity in diversity. From Ladakh to Kerala, from Gujarat to Arunachal Pradesh, India doesn't try to look the same. It celebrates its differences. Languages change, food changes, clothes change, yet the heartbeat remains one. Let's see Republic Day through a child's eyes. For a child, Republic Day is joy. It's dressing up as freedom fighters. It's memorizing speeches. It's singing patriotic songs loudly, sometimes off key, but always with pride. And that's how it should be. Because when a child learns about equality, respect, and courage early, the nation grows stronger without even realizing it. For adults, Republic Day is a gentle reminder. As adults, Republic Day gently taps us on the shoulder. It asks, are we being responsible citizens? Do we respect differences? Do we stand up against injustice even when it's uncomfortable? Being a republic doesn't mean only voting every few years. It means following rules even when no one is watching, treating others with dignity, using freedom wisely. Rights are powerful, but responsibilities give them the real meaning. The quiet pride of being Indian, well, you don't always feel patriotic with loud slogans. Sometimes patriotism is silent. It's standing in line. It's helping a stranger. It's respecting public spaces. It's believing that despite flaws, this country is worth caring for. Republic Day doesn't ask us to be perfect. It asks us to be better than yesterday. A Republic Day is a living promise. A republic is not frozen in time. It breathes. It evolves. It learns. And that means we must grow with it. The Constitution gave us the foundation. Our actions decide the future. So when you hear the national anthem this Republic Day, pause the moment, not just to stand, but to feel. Feel the sacrifice. Feel the courage. Feel the responsibility. Republic Day is not just about hoisting the flag. It's about lifting each other. Not just remembering history, but also shaping tomorrow. Because a republic is not built by heroes alone. It is built by ordinary people choosing to do the right thing every day. And that is the true spirit of Republic Day.